Welcome, everybody. This is Arnoldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, every Friday night from 7 till 9 p.m. here on KOWS LP 92.5, please. So, welcome, everybody, and I am delighted to have Skylar Fell in the studio, and she is an amazing performer and of many things in performing music as well as performing repairs and teaching. It's an amazing thing. Welcome, Skylar.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And hello to everyone out there in radio world. Indeed. Hope you're ready for some awesome accordion.
Yes. It's now, the accordion, it's nice that there's been this wave.
Yeah, resurgence, really.
A resurgence.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it was very maligned. The accordion, wasn't it? I mean, really, it was down there with the banjo type of thing, wasn't it? Which is another one. The instrument.
It's very true. That reminds me of a silly joke where an accordion player and a banjo player get into a car. Who's driving? The sheriff. But we're bringing the accordion back, and we're not talking about back in the back of a police car. We're bringing it back to real life and into your very living room. In just moments.
Indeed. Indeed. That's lovely.
Yeah. Well, first off, I really wanted to tell everybody about our big accordion going on that we have coming up here next week, which is going to be the Kotati Accordion Festival. It's happening this next Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, over in downtown La Plaza Park in Kotati. And dang, it's going to be fun.
It is. 2 days of just rapture, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff to do there, from listening to amazing music, dancing, delicious food. And I definitely want to tell you about the special Accordion Apocalypse Repair Shop stage that we have going on with a lot of really great bands from all over the world. Wow. One thing that I love about the Kotati Accordion Festival that really has it stand apart from other accordion fests is the extreme, you know, melding of cultures, because the accordion runs so deep in the roots of so many cultures. Mm. And the Kotati Accordion Festival really brings that to the forefront. It's all ages, all genders, all cultural types of people. It's exciting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, can you give people a brief idea of where accordions came from? Where did it originate? And
well, the accordion originated way, way back in the day in China, starting out as a reeded instrument. The reeds were originally bamboo and then eventually changed over to metal. And then, you know, moving through the world, it became more of a French/Italian instrument. And and then now the accordion is mainly manufactured in Italy, with a few other factories in Asia and in Germany as well.
Was that Marco Polo brought them back or something? Sounds like beautiful. And so, and that's always been the way. The French Italian has always been the thing you think of when you think of accordion. I know growing up in London, in England, used to turn the radio on and sometimes catch a French station. It was invariably, it was playing accordions, you know.
Yeah, if you tune your radio right now, though, here in California, you are going to hear on the Latino radio stations. Those are going to be the premier accordion radio stations where you really hear accordion heavy music. And the Norteño Conjunto style music.
Right, right. Yeah. That was a whole nother side of it. Yeah, indeed. Well, let's just have some music. Let's just break it in and have something to get us going and revved up.
All right. Well, this first tune that I'd like to play for you guys is an original tune by my band, the Hobo Goblins. We'll be playing at the Kotati Accordion Festival around 6:30 on Saturday night, and so you can catch us there. And we'll also be playing this tune entitled Skulker's Joy. ¶¶ before our eyes. We see right through the lies. La 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 la. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Oh, lovely. That was See Through the Lines?
That song is called Skulker's Joy, and it's my favorite Hobo Goblins anthem, written by Dylan Blackthorne and Chains.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, do you write some of your own music?
Yes. Our band, the Hobo Goblins, is mainly all original tunes, and we love writing music. We write some songs together as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just
still,
the Lady of
I'm
Spain.
I'm still kind of a budding songwriter, and I really love it. All of the, you know, creativity, energy that you put into it, and really feeling like, you know, I'm creating culture by playing, singing, and writing music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the ripples that come out from there.
Exactly.
I'm sure you see them every day.
I sure do, you know, yeah. Yeah, in the repair shop, it shows that I'm playing pretty much everywhere. Makes me proud to be an accordion player.
Mm.
And be part of the accordion community, too, which is a really beautiful thing.
Well, that's it. Over the last 6 or 7 or 8 years, I've been interviewing some of the accordion babes. I've been stunned by just their amazing talent, and just their energy is just—it's just been a revelation, I must admit.
Yeah, and the accordion babes especially is all about getting a bunch of really, really strong, badass ladies together to play music and to, you know, create a driving force in the accordion community and the world at large.
Right. Oh yes, it's out there lurking.
Totally, exactly.
But now tell us, how did you work your way into the accordion growing up? I know you said your first love was the banjo at a very young age.
Yeah, I loved playing the banjo, piano, all kinds of instruments from a young age. And I was traveling in Europe and met a couple that was going all the way around the world with their horse and their cart. And one night they invited us to come and play accordion and drink wine. We were in Barcelona, and so we're riding through the cobblestone streets, you know, playing accordion. And I remember having a moment right there where I was like, I am going to do this for the rest of my life. And I think that was one of the things that really started that spark, as well as seeing this really awesome all-girl band at 924 Gilman, a punk rock club that was down the street from where I grew up, or one of the places. And they had an accordion player that was playing this amazing Eastern European style tune, and she was down on her knees just like screaming, and I was like, whoa, the accordion is totally punk rock too. Oh man. So all of its multifaceted amazingness really kind of pulled me in.
Yeah.
And I went over to Boaz, or I found a broken accordion, started repairing it myself, went over to Boaz Accordions in Berkeley, and he gave me a couple tips, and I started turning some buttons for concertinas made out of brass on a little tiny jeweler's lathe that he had in his shop. I was doing a lot of metalworking at that point, so I was turning these buttons, and he was like, wow, that's totally exact. Why don't you come back tomorrow and make the left hand worth of buttons? And I was like, all right, I'll be back tomorrow morning. And then the next morning came, and he was like, why don't you come back tomorrow morning and clean the shop and think about, you know, coming and working here? I was like, all right, I love this place. I would love to. So I learned really a lot from Boaz Rubin, and I went on later to also have an amazing apprenticeship with a man named named Vince Sorelli, who had a Sorelli accordion service in San Francisco for quite some time. He actually worked on accordions for upwards of 75 years. During the last 5 years of his accordion repair, I was his main apprentice. He really was a very patient teacher. He took the time to, you know, show me everything, and to, you know, move really slowly and make sure that I was doing a really good job. And it was just such a satisfying experience. And I came out of it, you know, knowing that I would be able to really do a really, really exquisite job repairing accordions, taking care of not only his clientele, but the future of accordions and accordion players.
Wow.
So that brings us up to date. And now I have a shop in lovely Petaluma.
Yeah.
Called the Accordion Apocalypse Repair Shop. I moved from San Francisco about 1 year ago. And it rocks. I love it. And I also have my own apprentice at this point. His name is Kale Yamanoha, and who is accordion virtuoso. So I hope that you guys make sure to catch him and his band at the Cotati Accordion Festival. His band is called Odd Job Ensemble, and he'll also be playing solo on the Accordion Apocalypse stage on Saturday earlier in the day.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. You've got quite a list of people on in your stage here.
Mm-hmm.
It's apocalyptic almost, you might say.
Yeah, we have people from coming all the way from New Orleans. Mm. We have people coming from Southern Oregon. And one guy, Asi Rose, he's actually coming all the way from Israel. And he is teaching on the 26th, which is Saturday the 26th. He's also teaching a Balkan improvisation workshop for accordionists at the Accordion Apocalypse Repair Shop. So make sure to sign up for that and come on out Saturday the 26th.
Wow. So it keeps going.
It does.
Not just the accordion festival. It's all
true.
Year round.
Exactly.
Now, for you, you were saying that one of the reasons you like the accordion is that connection with your roots.
Yeah, I feel like I get to being from Eastern European descent. My family was from Ukraine on one side. And I feel like I can play the music of my ancestors and speak with my ancestors through through the accordion and through klezmer music. And I'm really thankful for that. As well as finding a absolutely lovely community of accordionists, musicians, and folks from the old world and new. So
it does mix.
It does. Yeah, okay. It's very true.
Yeah. Well, in San Francisco, obviously, there's a lot going on in accordion. Is there more going on in Sonoma County now than San Francisco with accordions? And now that you've shifted up
The 101?
Yeah, the 101, shift of gap, center of gravity.
You know, I have absolutely no idea where there's more happening, but there's really awesome stuff happening in San Francisco and up in this area in the North Bay for accordions and accordion lovers. And there's also quite a few really amazing accordion players that can't be missed up here.
Well, let's maybe have some more music, and then you can tell us about some of the ones that just cannot be missed.
All right.
How's that?
This next tune I would like to bring to you is a French song, and this one was taught to me by the one and only Big Lou, the accordion princess, who is a San Francisco bastion of accordion awesomeness. So this song is called Monument de Saint-Jean.
Thank you.
Now, that was more... Yeah, what style would you call that?
That song is French.
That would be the French, yeah.
Yeah, and I've actually picked out some tunes that really show the difference in styles of accordion music from different places in the world, because that's something that's really special about the accordion.
Hmm. People make it their own,
yeah,
in other words.
They do, and cultures make it their own.
Hmm.
And there's so many different types of music that does feature the accordion as well.
Well, it's such an amazing... I mean, it's a whole band in and of itself. That's
it
the
is.
Thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, yeah, accordion. It's kind of a magical music in a box. Right. With many, many, many exciting moving parts.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. I mean, it looks pretty calm outside, but if we could see inside that machine, there's a lot going on when you're pressing those buttons.
It's true. Yeah, all 120 of them.
Oh, wow. Now, there's different types of accordions.
There are, yeah. There's accordions with keyboard on the right hand, piano accordions, like the one I'm playing right now. My accordion right here, her name is the Black Pearl, coming from 1927 in Castelfidardo, Italy, made by Dallape. And I absolutely love this accordion.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, there's other types of accordion that are buttons on both sides. Some of them are diatonic, so they go, hee-haw, when you press one note. It actually plays two different tones, diatonic, two-tone. And... there are also button accordions that have buttons on both sides, but they're chromatic, so it means you push and pull the bellows, and it plays the same note.
Mm-hmm.
You also have smaller size octagonal accordion-type instruments that are called concertinas.
Mm.
And then some of you are familiar also with the famous tango instrument, the bandoneon,
oh, yeah,
which is a square, buttons on both sides, accordion-style instrument. And the list goes on. There's awesome little button boxes made specifically for Zydeco. We have a lot of really great Zydeco accordion makers here in the United States. And the list goes on and on. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's people morph it to their own use, in other words.
Very true. Very true.
Now,
yeah.
Can you literally make one from scratch?
Well, I could. Yes. But at the time, right now, I am very busy repairing Sonoma County's accordions and getting ready for the Cotati Accordion Festival. So.
Indeed. It's obviously I'm sure, like some of the people you mentioned, you know, that they just lived their craft. Obviously, they just knew it inside out. For decades of dedication.
It's true. The artisans that have created accordions over time really amaze me. The way that accordions are built is absolutely astonishing. All of the moving parts, especially in the bass side with the Stradella-style bass machine, and all of the, you know, really cool pistons and fulcrum rods and, you know, the machine that brings the musical instrument to life. It's really interesting.
Right.
A series of valves and bellows and people, you know, wonder, what is that accordion made out of? And it's the outer body is generally made out of a celluloid, which is, you know, acetate-based plastic that was used a long time ago to make film.
Oh, right.
Some of them these days are actually being painted as well. That's kind of something new that's been going on. There's a lot of different types of woods. You have the plastic of the keys. Then you have the bellows, and the bellows are really interesting. They're what bring kind of a breathing sound to life of your instrument. I like to call this the Darth Vader experience of the accordion. And inside of your bellows...
What are the bellows made of?
Are made of cardboard.
Oh.
Metal corners. Wooden frame. And then this part right here in between the bellows folds is actually made out of goat skin.
Ooh.
Or sometimes sheepskin. So I like to tell folks that every accordion has a little bit of goat in it.
Satire.
Yeah, one thing that keeps making it so mischievous and lovable.
Right. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different parts all got to fit together and work.
It's true. Remarkable. In a full-size professional large accordion, you have about 4,000 parts.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that would be like every screw, every piece of leather, every detail holding it together. And yeah. On instruments from the 1920s through 60s, the way that they're made is just absolutely beautiful. And even to this day, accordions are being hand-built in many different countries. I was fortunate to visit Accordion Mecca, which is in Castelfidardo, Italy, in the province of Ancona, kind of, I'd say, the back of the ankle of Italy, on the Adriatic Sea. And I got to visit 13 different accordion factories and do factory tours, often organized by the owners, fathers, grandfathers, daughters, granddaughters of the accordion makers. Mm. And that was just a wild experience. It really, it was amazing to see, the artistry that went into creating the accordions in Castelfidardo.
Wow,
and I hope to return there at some point.
Mm.
And, get myself a dream accordion as well as bring these beautiful instruments that are handmade in Italy back to Sonoma County for Sonoma County residents to be able to enjoy and play.
Mm, what a wonderful tradition there. My goodness.
It's true. Oh. Yeah, they even have an accordion museum in Castelfidardo, and they have a yearly accordion festival that has something like 10 different locales for performance. It's absolutely fabulous. So I highly recommend going there if you have a chance.
Yeah, that does sound a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And just to see the workmanship, I'm sure, that's stuff that's, handed down that, people can't even, I suppose, a lot of techniques, the person can't even write it down. They just do it so automatically after so many years.
It's true. Yeah, I was able to go visit a reed maker, too, when I was in Castelfidardo that was making Binchy reeds. And that was a great experience as well. I met the whole family, a bunch of their dogs, and they showed me their techniques that had been used since their great-great-grandfather to make the reeds out of spring steel with the duraluminum plates, holding them up to a window to make sure that they're... the spacing was really exact in the reed plate. So it was just really, really cool experience. And I love using their handmade reeds to replace reeds on accordions, as well as, recommending when people are looking into buying a new accordion to buy one with the handmade or hand-finished reeds, because the quality of sound is there.
Mm. Like the difference between CDs and LPs, vinyl, is that the difference?
Yeah, kind of different, but kind of similar.
Yeah.
I do love listening to some records, personally.
Yeah.
And I also love my acoustic vintage instruments.
Right. Well, let's hear another song, maybe.
Okay. This next tune is a klezmer song, and it's called Waltzing to Mongolia.
Thank you.
surprise ending.
Yeah. I love that. Woo! All right. Skylar Fell. And, wow, thank you for coming in and giving us some of this wonderful, wonderful accordion playing. And maybe you can tell us about some of the, there's a number of stages coming up at the Katati Accordion Festival. And now at your stage, maybe you can tell us about some of the people who are going to be appearing there.
I sure can. So, this year at the Katati Accordion Festival's Accordion Apocalypse stage, we're bringing to you all kinds of amazing bands and also soloists, including some of my favorites that are returning from past years at the Accordion Festival, including Eight Dice Cloth, coming from New Orleans, Intuitive Compass, coming from Southern Oregon, and Hernandez Hideaway, coming all the way from Oakland, California. we also have some amazing soloists like Duck Mandu, one of my favorites. Miss Amber Lee Baker, also an awesome accordion repair lady and from the Accordion Babes. And then we have some new folks that I'm really, really stoked to bring on board onto our team, including Nathan Rivera and Jesse Andra. Penny Opry, coming from Oakland. They're amazing. We played a show with them in Berkeley a few weeks ago, and they were absolutely lovely, playing a lot of really fun pirate tunes.
All right.
Yeah. And Asi Rose is coming to us all the way from Israel. And
what's his style?
He plays Balkan, a gypsy-style accordion music. It's really, really good. Yeah. We also have some other new bands like the North Beach Dreamers, Lucky Old Bones, which is a local Sonoma County band, playing a lot of Irish-style tunes, as well as Basil Trollope and Friends, Maritime Emporium.
Great name.
I'd
Basil.
Say so. Yeah, and then also Kalei Yamanoha will be playing a solo set, opening up the stage on Saturday morning, as well as me, Skylar Fell, and some of my lovely friends that I'll be performing with, including one of my fabulous young students that's all the way from Katati.
Ooh, long way.
Yeah, keeping it local. All right.
Well, that's great. Teaching, you know, I mean, people come in for various reasons to learn.
They do, yeah. We teach accordion lessons at the Accordion Apocalypse Repair Shop. I teach myself. I love teaching. It's such an inspiring thing to do, to, you know, light that fire within people to experience their own creativity and their own musical experience. You know, it's amazing. Yeah. So we also have the California Accordion Teachers List that we host on our website, which is a listing, the only listing that I know of accordion teachers all over the state of California. So you can find that in our resources section, and that'll help you find a teacher in your area for your style of music that you're interested in. And sometimes they'll even come over to your house to teach you accordion. So in the comfort of your own kitchen, you can learn the style of instrument or the style of accordion playing that you're interested in. So all you dreamers out there, make it a reality.
Yeah. Now, what's any skills you need? I mean, do you need to know how to play the piano, or is there any...
You know, folks that have some piano background definitely have an advantage, but anyone that has the interest and the will to learn and the ability to dedicate time and practice into the instrument. It is a very high potential instrument. So, you know, once you pick it up, who knows what's going to happen? Amazing things could go down.
It's true.
And they often do.
Well, exactly. And especially this year, the Katati Festival, it's the year of the woman.
It is, which I am totally stoked about. You know, bringing women to the forefront of accordion playing and of music and the music industry in general. There's some really great ladies that will be playing, including Amy Jo Sawyer, the illustrious Ginny Mack, Royal Jelly Jive, Jamie Mashler, Gail Campanila, Liz Olivo, and Mad Maggie of the Mad Maggies.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of my favorite lady accordion players. Big Lou's Dance Party. Big Lou is also absolutely awesome, not to be missed. And the list goes on. So you can check out the Cotati Accordion Festival website at www.cotatifest.com for the full lineup. And also to buy tickets. The Accordion Festival is $19 for one day. If you buy them online, $17, so buy in advance, or $29 for both days. You can also buy the two-day pass online, and it's only $27. Tickets are available at Oliver's Market, the Last Record Store in Santa Rosa, People's Music here in Sebastopol, or online at cotatifest.com.
That's a great deal, getting the two-day pass there.
That many bands.
Yeah.
I believe there's five stages, and the whole town is just abuzz with accordion goings-on. I'm really looking forward to playing with my band, the Hobo Goblins, on Saturday night, playing in the Lady of Spain A Ring, which happens in the afternoon, which is a mass of accordions. Everybody that plays accordion comes up and is part of that. They usually do a releasing of the doves at that moment, too, and it's always an epic moment of the accordion festival, being on stage with that many accordion players and the beautiful cacophony that it creates. And I'm also looking forward to the grand finale. That's going to be really fun. And I have a tune to play you that I'll also be performing with the Mad Maggie's backup band and all of the awesome performers that will be in the grand finale at the Accordion Festival. And this song is by Casey Chambers, and it's called Pony. Because as well as being an avid accordion woman, I also am an avid horse woman, and I do love my ponies. Well, when I grow up, I want a pony. I'm gonna ride her from dusk till dawn. I'm gonna brush her mane and feed her sugar cane. Keep her in safe from the storm. If I had a pony, I wonder, would I be your girl? When I grow up, I want a baby. Gonna name him after Woody Guthrie. And I won't mind if he cries all night, just as long as it looks like me. If I had a baby, I wonder, would I be your girl? He's nice, but he looks real mean. If you were a cowboy, I wonder, would I be your girl? I'm on I'll be a lady. All my rings will be made of gold. I'll put flowers in my room and wear perfume. Won't listen to that rock and roll. If I was a lady, I wonder, would I be your girl? I'm gonna be your girl. Well, when I grow up, I want a pony. Well, when I grow up, I want a baby. Well, when I grow up, I want a cowboy. Well, when I grow up, I'll be a lady. Thanks. Thank you. I love that tune. Thank you, Casey Chambers.
Who is that?
It's a Casey Chambers song. Casey Chambers. Yeah, she's out of Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, of course. Even down there.
Mm-hmm. Even down under.
That was beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, I really like playing that tune, and I got into it with a horseback accordion band that I had going for a while. Yeah. Called the Ranch Hand Band.
And they do play on horseback?
We played on horseback. Yeah, that's how you got last year's Cotati Accordion Festival poster, in fact. And the Ranch Hand Band is still continuing to play all the way up in Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Now, they play two-handed and assume the horse can manage the rest?
Yes. Yeah, the horse... you know, they play accordion sometimes with their nose, but their hoofs are not really suited for, you know, all the fancy fingering and tickling the ivories that you got to do, so.
Yeah.
But their broad backs are definitely well into having accordion played on them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And generally, you also have a handler for the horse, which most accordion players need as well.
Yeah, they need a handler themselves,
exactly.
Don't they? We're speaking to Skylar Fell, an amazing accordion player, and she also repairs them, teaches about accordions, about everything there is to do with accordions. And so why didn't you tell people how to get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach me at my telephone number, which is 415-596-5952. We're available at the Accordion Apocalypse Repair Shop by appointment, and generally on Fridays and Saturdays between 12 and 7 by appointment during the week. You can also check out our website at www.accordionapocalypse.com, our email at accordionapocalypse@yahoo.com, and we're also on Facebook. So make sure to find us on Facebook, like our Accordion Apocalypse stage, and find me on Facebook to find out some of the cool shows that I have coming up.
Right. I mean, you're performing all the time yourself. Mm-hmm. You're just sitting around the workshop sweeping up the wood shavings.
Working hard.
Yeah.
Playing hard.
Indeed. And as I say, it's the Year of the Woman, and they're at the Accordion Festival this year. And, it's been growing. I mean, obviously, the Accordion Babes started things rolling a number of years ago. I suppose it was mainly a masculine thing. What was the ratio over the years?
When I look in old photos, you know, from the teens, 20s, and 30s, it seems like there actually were quite a lot of women playing accordion back then as well as now.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'd say that It's pretty equal as far as female and male accordion players and everybody in between as well.
Right. that's a good point. But no, it was so wonderful having the energy of when Renee de la Prada started the whole Accordion Babe calendar just the whole thing.
Yeah, I love the Accordion Babe calendar. And it'll be coming out again for next year. And man, check out that hot album that they have on the back of the calendar. It's as hot as the ladies in the calendar.
Yeah, you got a free CD with the calendar. That's right. Incredible.
Yeah. In the 2017 calendar, I actually recorded a special song with singer-songwriter Dan Abbott from my band, The Hobo Goblins. And this song is called In the Corn. I'll go ahead and play it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you can also hear the song on the Accordion Babes album. And you can hear it when the Hobo Goblins play at the Cotati Accordion Festival at 6:30 Saturday night. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn, in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Something died, something born in the corn, in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. City folks in from the rain. Well, mama cooked while we talked about a book. Said a friend of theirs was coming back again. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn, in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. They say shadows to turn into gates. I ain't never seen a book like that, but I seen how the cat runs away. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn, in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Miles away. The week of heart staring in my backyard, drawing like moss to a flame. Don't ask me why I killed mine, Pa. Well, you never believe what I would say. All them folks in them hooded black robes telling me I gotta clean my place. In the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Thank you.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, sure is. One of my faves.
Yeah, from the Hobgoblins.
Hobo Goblins. You got it.
Rather, yeah. I like that little punish thing there.
Yeah.
Kind of devilish, you might say.
It is.
Well, we've had Skylar Fell in here doing wonderful accordion playing and telling us all about the accordion festival that is coming up in Cutati. It's every year. It's, wow, the 27th annual. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a lot. How many have you been to?
Oh, I've been to at least 10 at this point.
Okay.
And I love it. I started out just, you know, playing on my accordion on the street outside.
And, really?
And enjoying the festival. At one point, the festival organizers asked me to introduce Vince Sorelli, who is the honorary director. I did that, and then later had an interview with him for my accordion repair apprenticeship.
Mm.
And so many beautiful things are born and created and come to be at the Accordion Festival. Right. I also met my apprentice, Kalei Yamanoha, at the Accordion Festival.
Wow.
So who knows who I'm going to meet and what amazing things are going to happen this year. Either way, I hope to see you there at the Cutati Accordion Festival coming up next weekend, August 19th and 20th in downtown Cutati.
Indeed. It's going to be fun. It's always a blast. There's lots of shade and things. So even if it's a hot day, it will be beautiful.
Yeah, you can dance your pants off and then go chillax in the grass while you watch the trees sway.
Indeed. And the delights of downtown Cutati.
Exactly.
Nothing better. Well, Skylar, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a wonderful treat of live accordion music.
Well, thank you so much for having us, or having me and my accordion. We're really happy to be here on KOWS Radio. Thanks, yes. Arnold. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure. And keep up the great work. It is so wonderful.
Keep up the community radio. All right.
Yes.
It's all about free speech.
I think it is. That's all we've got, isn't it? We've got to hold
true.
On to it.
Mm-hmm.
And some wonderful free accordion playing.
Yes.
Free-spirited.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Skylar.
You're welcome. Have a lovely evening. Thanks to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yes, indeed. Let's like the